Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 88 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, today is Thursday, October 12th. Joined the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Intern Jose is back. What's
Thanks
up, Jose?
Thanks for having me back, fellas.
Welcome back. A big, big re-welcome. Our boy Dollar Dale is back. Dollar Dale, where the hell
you been? Hey, everybody. I've been all over the place. I travel a decent amount during this time of the year. So, sorry. I was most recently in Minneapolis. It was cold. And while the Twins were in town playing playoff baseball, that city was dead, man. I like that town, but Minnie was dead.
Really?
Yeah. Just surprisingly not. So. Huh. Yeah.
Good sports town, right?
Yeah. I genuinely like that downtown area. Target's right down there. In like the thick of it, there's a ton of bars right there. I caught an Uber down there. It was easy to get around.
Dead.
You could get a drink.
Guys, I'm Marcos, and again, we are Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, brought to you by Aurelia Gloves, a division of Supermax Healthcare. No matter your specialty, Aurelia delivers the best in-class gloves from a wide scope of industries, dental professionals, tattoo professionals, all industries in between. They've developed a premium quality product that excels in versatility, comfort, and supreme protection. Aurelia has a fit for you. For more information, visit AureliaGloves.com. My boys, I missed you guys. Life's a little better when you win a football game, especially when you haven't won one in almost the last calendar year. How the hell are we doing, boys?
Cloud nine, baby. Good to see your faces. Man, it feels good to be back.
Great to see your faces.
I know.
You know where I saw your faces recently? At a wedding.
Oh.
Gang does weddings well.
We do them really well.
Big shout out, big congratulations again to Mr. and Mrs. McKinney. Shout out Sammy Stats. I just doxed our boy, but I think we've
that's right.
doxed
him that's
multiple
all right.
times now, so no big deal. That was a blast. Dude, it's always, I've said it for like after every or before or after every wedding that we've gone to since we started podcasting. Get fancy, go drink and dance with the gang.
Plus a wedding. I didn't really know what to think of it at first. Wedding at a theater. I was like, that seems like an interesting choice. But then when we were there, I was like, you know what? This is just like a church, but with no God. You know, you got like theater sitting, you know, a platform where the people are. It's like, okay, this is actually pretty sick. And then there's a bar. Fantastic.
Yeah, the bar.
And all our friends.
Yeah, the bar and the same place that they're serving you like popcorn right above the snow caps and all the raisinets and all the shit.
That's awesome.
Dude, it was a blast. And like food truck's fire.
But the food truck was good.
What an interesting move, but what a great move.
Yeah, dude. It's just fun. So, Jose, how's life? How you been?
Pretty sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Pretty
Why?
Rough. My quarterback might not be that guy.
Really?
Possibly. Don't know yet. But
how's that feel, bud?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great,
I fucking
Bob.
Know.
It's been tough. But yeah, been busy with work, so just happy to have some time off and be able to relax at home instead of traveling.
Yeah. It's like, dude, before you know it, like end of year's coming. Holidays are gonna be here. I'm like walking through Target, I'm like walking through all these places, I'm like, fuck. Holiday stuff.
Did you guys get the Amazon?
God damn it.
Yes, I did.
I have the.
Did you look through it?
My niece and nephew were over, so it's already filled out.
Nice.
The yeah. what? I'm sorry?
The Amazon.
Amazon
toy
mails
catalog.
Out like their like toy catalog, their top 200-300 toys for kids that year. And inside there's wish lists that you can tear out and write.
Oh, that was the best. I used to just go in and just circle
everything.
And then like I'd have half the catalog highlighted. It's like
two of these.
My mom was just like, really?
My nephew.
What do you think this is?
His wish list was like, yeah, I just want like a VR set, headset.
Oh my
like,
God.
I want like an authentic Vikings helmet. He's a Vikings fan. He loves Justin Jefferson. Like a Justin Jefferson. I want cleats. I'd like a new PS5. I'm like, dog, it ain't like that. We're not.
It's like our parents kind of had it like easy. Now, I don't want to say
with
easy,
our toys, yeah.
But like, yeah, when it comes to that kind
of
stuff.
Hunks
like,
of plastic.
Yeah, dude. Like
a WWE wrestler.
Yeah. A G.I. Joe.
Sign
dude,
me
a G.I.
Up,
Joe.
Dude.
And, like, maybe the most extravagant thing, like, I would get G.I. Joes, and, like, one year, like, the most extravagant thing was, like, I got the helicopter for the fucking G.I. Joes. Like, now people want iPhones. And, yeah, dude, Beats or AirPods.
An Oculus.
I'm not giving a 9-year-old AirPods. Fuck.
I'm not getting me AirPods.
Yeah, that's the one. If that's I don't have
you.
It, you
Y'all
sure
ain't getting
hell ain't going to have it. What are we talking yeah. about right now? Guys. Week 5, and right, we're starting, so week 5 is in the books. We're starting week 6 here. On the NFC side, I'm just curious, like, because now we're about 5 weeks in, you really have a good idea on like who some teams are. I don't think you're really like,
do you?
It's too early to do the whole contender pretender like in the hunt type thing, I think, but like you've seen some things like right now in the NFC, who are the top two teams in the NFC right now?
It has to be 49ers and Eagles, right?
Easily.
Maybe Lions, but
nobody else. Yeah.
Because they're not close.
The 49ers look unbeatable.
Well, and like Trevor said it last week, like, dude, it's the Niners, and then it's kind of everybody else, because even when you watch the Niners play, dude, from the Niners to the Eagles, I feel like there's a considerable gap there. And then from the Eagles to the Lions and everybody else below them, it's crazy.
Niners have scored like 25 more points and given up like 40 less the Eagles.
Dude, but on the AFC side, like, it's the complete opposite. Like, on the AFC side, you've got multiple teams that you could see. I mean, even teams like...
Who do you think?
Well, I mean, okay, so name them. You got the Chiefs.
Miami.
You got the Bills. You got the Dolphins.
Yep.
Would you say the Ravens?
Would you?
They just lost a tough game, but Lamar Jackson always struggles against Pittsburgh.
Would you say the Bengals?
Surely, right?
Would you?
They have to get better.
They're 2-3.
Yeah, they're not right now. Joe Burrow's, like, kind of hurt.
I think he's really hurt.
Yeah.
Like, Joe's really, really hurt. Who else on the AFC side? We're obviously missing...
The Chargers?
Sure.
Possibly.
Maybe.
And they just lost Mike Williams for an extended period of time.
That defense is suspect, too.
There's nobody in the AFC South.
And didn't Herbert just break a finger on his non-throwing hand?
Yep.
Not saying it's a big deal, but, like...
Yeah, it is strange, though, because it feels like crazy. It is more competitive. But we only named, like, three competitive teams, right?
I guess it's hard because sometimes...
Yeah, but you're not... There's still, like, all those other teams, like, the Ravens are competitive. The Chargers are competitive. You know, it's not, I just think that due to the fact that the Niners are so far and away better than everybody else right now, it just might look like no one else is competitive.
Okay, so I'll give you guys division leaders in all four, and then we'll just kind of keep it moving. Yeah. So AFC South leading right now is Jags at 3-2. Do you consider the Jags?
I like the Jags.
The Steelers are 3-2?
I think they're frauds.
They're not frauds. They're just
they're pretty fraudulent.
They're just real. I don't.
Their points differential is rough.
But that's if you think they're like. I mean, I don't think they're really good. I just think Mike Tomlin just is just a dog of a coach. Like,
he is a dog.
Yeah, I mean, he will win games without even being on the field. Like, that's just.
Defense has played fairly well.
Yeah.
TJ Watt's a monster.
Oh yeah, I mean,
unreal
game wrecker.
Absolutely.
If Matt Canada was as good, dude, do you guys follow you follow any Steelers fans or like see any of the content online? They are ready to burn that man at the stake. Ooh. Matt Canada, the Steelers offensive coordinator. Oh, and it's funny because like they talked to Mike Tomlin and he's like, you know, after that bad loss, I think they had to the Texans or something.
Yep.
After that bad loss, he's like, you know, we're gonna do a deep dive and we gotta fix this. This was an unacceptable product. So damn right, there's gonna be changes.
Nope,
no changes. We're fucking back.
It's so good.
Yeah, guys, I like where the NFL is right now. Like, it's competitive. I think I think
there's parity.
There's a lot of parity. I'm excited to see what, like, a lot of these slow start teams kind of get off to. There's not anybody that's really, like, running away with it, like, at least for the most part.
Yeah.
Still early in the season. I think long season. Let's kind of see what's up.
Yep.
Guys, anything else you want to get into right now? Guys, then let's move on. We'll do a little we got a voicemail from Moneyline Mike. Again, if you're looking to leave a voicemail, you can always send an audio file to the boys. You can email us an audio file, dubairminimum@gmail.com. Let's hear from Moneyline Mike, see what he's got to say.
Yo, what is up, Bearman Pod? It is your boy, Moneyline Mike. How you guys doing? Yes, your boy, Moneyline Mike, is officially back. Thanks to your boy Marcos for the most clutches of clutches bets that I put in on spot last weekend on the Bears money line +220. Nuts. Had to. Bears were not going to go 0-16 for a calendar year. Couldn't happen. Thanks to your boy Marcos, I was definitely going to put it on the Chiefs the Commanders -6 spread. I'm not going to lie, but he changed my mind on that. Took those Bears odds. Came up clutch. The only thing I have for you guys today, so I cashed out my bet at halftime. And I lost I left like...
I'm so mad.
A few dollars on the table. All right, let's just say a few dollars. What do you guys say about cashing out your bets before the end of a game? Do you always, are you always going to let your bet ride?
Oh my
or are you
God.
Smartly going to cash your bet out if you feel like it's safe to do so? In my case, the Bears just gave up a 21-point lead the year, the week before. So I was not
He's
trying to lose my
me.
Money to Justin Fields fumbling, and I'm sitting there looking crazy. So I cashed that out. But nonetheless, the Bears ended up destroying the fucking Commanders. And I probably could have let it ride and maybe earned a couple more chips, but I didn't. So what do you guys think about that? Appreciate you guys taking my call. Jake, Connor Bedard's a fucking legend. I've said his name in my house about 20 times already. Thanks, bud.
1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly. Okay, first and foremost, I got to be honest here. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, you should be. You can't pull it out like that.
What?
Oh, you should always pull it out. So I'll give you my take on that, Mike. So I made a, my wife doesn't listen, an irresponsible bet on the Broncos game. And
multi-unit.
Yeah.
Multi-unit.
It was dumb. And the Broncos went up by 7. I bet the Broncos -3.5.
Who tried to tell you?
So, and we were in Wisconsin. The line moved to 3. I was going to move it, but we couldn't because we were in Wisconsin. Regardless. So, I'm, you know, they were up by 7. I was up a bit, and I could have pulled out. But at that point, the allure of continuing and just seeing it through to the end, it's just too much. And there's always the point where the tables turn and you're like, fuck, should I pull out? The answer is never yes, because if it comes the other way, the amount of sorrow that you'll feel if you pull out of a bet that ends up hitting, a la like New England versus Falcons, like if that kind of turnaround happens, you'll be so mad. You'll talk about it for the rest of your life that you pulled out of that bet. Whereas, like, irresponsible amount aside, we're going to move on from a loss. It's a bad beat. Man, 3.5 was such a bad fucking beat.
That's tough.
Man, I was praying for pick sixes, blocked field goals, fumbles and returns, everything.
I'm not a cash out guy. The only time I think I would consider it is if I had some like crazy 13-leg parlay.
And you're on 12 of 13.
And I'm on 12 of 13. And the total, like the prize is like 200 grand and the cash out offers like 20 is a game changer.
I need 20
right
now.
At that point, 20 is a game changer and I'm probably cashing out because it's worth it at that point.
What was the score at halftime? How much were you guys up by?
14, I think.
That's disgusting. If I'm Mike, I'm not making that voicemail and admitting that.
I don't know. Wait, let's double check that because
it may have been
I don't
like,
want to be
17?
Smirched. I don't want to
so
be
So we went down 7-0. And then the Bears came back and scored, and it was 7-7. And I of course, I could be wrong. I think we had a couple field goals. I think it was 13-7.
I mean, he is right, though, that like they did a week before literally just give up a 21-point lead.
You guys were hype at halftime off of last episode. So I thought you guys were like, I'll buy it.
Oh, we
it was
were.
Like 27, right?
I thought it was 21. Maybe it was 27.
I think we were 21-7. Let me see. All right. I just got it pulled up right now.
So yeah. Jake's right. You only cash out if it's like this insane parlay.
100%.
Also, if you're betting on your team and your team's winning, you got to ride it out.
So I just lived this. So I just lived this. Me, Jake, and Trev obviously watched the game last week and we recorded it. So they got to ride this with me. I had an $80 whatever. I had an $80 parlay out there at some ridiculous. I think I was like 200 to 1 or something, like nice. 200, 250 to 1. And at halftime, I had hit 7 of 8 legs. So I think I was like $80 in for like a chance to win like 17 grand or something like that. Had a cash out of like $1,000, and all I needed was Darnell Mooney 25 yards. All I needed was Darnell Mooney 25 yards. But in that moment, I could have cashed out for a G, and I kind of told myself the same thing like Dale said. Like, I can't cash this out. Like, I can't cash this out because I will know that, like, I'm a coward. Well, I almost sometimes when I'm betting, especially, I don't know about you guys, it's like girl math. Like, if the money's already in the account, it's not really money. It's points. It's kind of
play chips.
It's play chips. And so
sunken cost, buddy.
So at that point, it's at that point, it's just like out of sight, out of mind.
Well, this is the same thing I was saying when it was happening. I was just like, okay, you're in $80. Clearly, you bet $80 on this crazy parlay. Like, it doesn't mean that much, you know. And then to win $1,000 on a cash out, it's like, okay, does $1,000 like really change anything? Like, that's fun. That's a big. That's a nice win.
18 G's. I'm waking up. Lexi.
But 18 G's and like you've got something. Like your car's paid off. You know, like
I was looking at trucks.
Just like that.
I was already looking at trucks, dog. I was like 25, Darnell. So yeah, Moneyline Mike. Most times ride it out. I mean, if you're waiting for like one leg and like the guy has like an ankle injury and questionable to return, okay, get the fuck out of there. But like most of the time, dude, like I would say just let it ride.
A cash out's also a move you make when you're just like so fucking cold you just haven't won in forever that you're like,
I need to see
a plus sign.
Yeah. I need green banner.
If you're up and then like you notice that the tides are turning and now it's like a even score game, just cash out then. Take a little bit of a loss, but you know, get the most of it back.
Or just go back at it then. Cash out and throw it back.
Right, exactly.
Just fucking double it down, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough look, Mike. Real tough.
Guys, again, if you want to leave a voicemail, again, send us an audio file at thebareminimum@gmail.com. Guys, for the first time in almost an entire year, Sean, hit the lights. I'm out of breath. Big
easy,
party.
Easy.
Dude, I didn't my legs bent that way. That was crazy.
We just lost a chair.
I'm sweating.
Not from that.
I'm sweating.
I hit Jose.
It's a load-bearing wall. I can tell. Guys, so happy to report. As you all saw, last Thursday, Bears beat the Commanders 40-20. Just an absolute fantastic game. Really hope you
top
did.
Top to bottom. Guys, soup to nuts.
Just every part of that game was what we wanted to see. It was nice to see it in prime time. It was nice to see. Let's start on the offense. The first and foremost, we saw Justin Fields play the best game in his Bears career. True or false?
True, which is crazy because he just came off his best game of his career.
It's nice when he starts stacking them.
Oh, it's really nice. And I mean, it's like, these are one of those performances that you hoped was in there. You knew was in there. You've seen him be able to throw the ball vertically, you know? I mean, and we wouldn't be talking about Justin Fields' great game if we didn't also acknowledge, like, DJ Moore is just an absolute animal. Like, 8 catches, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Was that his best game ever?
I believe that was his best game ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the second greatest. He was 17 yards shy of the all-time receiving record single game for a Chicago Bear.
Oh.
Do you know
confirmed his most ever.
Do you know who owns the record?
For what is the question?
Who is the single game all-time receiver?
Knox?
Did he
for the Bears?
For the Bears.
Did he play in the last 30 years?
Yes.
Musa Muhammad.
Think more recent.
Alshon Robinson? Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah. Alshon Jeffrey. Yeah, Alshon had a game where he had 247 yards.
This is before the move to the Eagles.
Yeah. Obviously. So just crazy. I completely forgot that happened. But DJ Moore is every bit of the professional wide receiver that we hoped he would be. Like just
throwing the ball.
Just keep throwing on the ball.
Just it doesn't even matter because it's probably not going to be picked off because he's just so competitive for the ball. He's like at the very least, it's just going to get dropped by both people.
Well, and it was kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say ballsy, but like, because it didn't work out for them. But like, the Commanders ran a lot of single high coverage, even like middle.
They left Forbes out there to die.
Dude, yeah, even middle towards the end of the game. And it's like, okay, don't get me wrong. If you're having success running single high, that's fine. But like, Justin Fields was coming off a game where like he performed well last game. And at halftime, if you see what he has done at halftime and you come out afterwards and still do the exact same thing, crazy.
Emmanuel Forbes, their first round pick for the Commanders, got sat after he tried to jump the route and then DJ burned him for another 32 or
he also got
like
burned the week before by AJ Brown.
Yep. That game winning touchdown, right?
All game.
Yeah.
AJ Brown had a crazy week last week.
Yeah.
It was nice to see also on the running side and like pros and cons are obviously good and bad things. Like good thing, the running game was going. Not only was Khalil Herbert active and involved, he had 10 carries, like 70 yards.
Before he got hurt.
Yeah.
And in like, was it around halftime? Maybe a little after?
A little after.
But like 10 in or 10 carries for 76 yards? Absolutely. Give me that.
Yeah. We did lose every running back we had.
You lost every single running back. And that's the bad part about what Thursday brought to you was you lost Khalil Herbert to an ankle injury. Roshan Johnson, you lost him to a concussion, which, like, I heard the guys talking about it on the radio this week. Like, dude, makes a lot of sense. Like, when you're this bulldozing, like, head down, like, you're going to truck people. Like, that's great. And, like, we love to see it on the YouTube clips and all that stuff. But, like, dude, you got to find a way to run smarter. Because, like, a best ability is availability. And if you're not available, like, in a situation where, like, we lost three other running backs that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you protect yourself there, like, you could be lead back as a rookie on a team trying to, like, really establish yourself. Would have been nice. Travis Homer out, and then I think Deontay Foreman was inactive. You lost another running back, too. I can't remember.
No, that's it.
Yeah, but Kari Blasingame, your fullback, ends up, I think he had three career carries in his career.
In
the entire career, he had three carries. I think he ended up getting in there for, like, seven or eight carries. I think he had eight carries total.
So who are we trying out next this upcoming week?
Deontay Foreman.
Is he? Okay, so he's active.
Yeah, he was
just inactive the last two games.
Right.
But Khalil will likely hit injury reserve if it's as bad as people say it is.
Oh, yeah. He's got a pretty bad ankle injury.
Ankle sprain. Like,
isn't he already? No, I don't think he's on IR yet. Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where maybe it takes 3 weeks and you'd rather have him back instead of four. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Jack.
We should talk, yeah, dude. Actually, we should have talked to Dr. Jack. That's a good call. We'll get him on next week.
Once he's officially on our IR, we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about it. And then so now, yeah, I think you're trotting out. I think they signed Darrington something.
Evans.
Yeah.
He used to play for the Titans.
Yeah. Practice squad running back. You just need bodies at this point. You'll get these guys back eventually, but that's tough. On the offensive line, big shout out again to that offensive line. Like. You lose Lucas Patrick. When Lucas Patrick was going out, name me a better duo than Lucas Patrick being walked to the locker room and the locker room walk. Like, it's those two. The offensive line played well. Like, Tevin Jenkins, even on a rotation, like, played really well. That offensive line is so much better when he's out there. And I watched that game back again, and Nate Davis is an absolute animal.
Nate Davis is good. Tevin Jenkins is good when he plays. Darnell Wright is a top five PFF tackle in the league right now.
Dude, yeah. Dale, how good is he?
Dude,
he's so good.
I watched the Baldy video on him, and he broke it down nicely.
Yeah, he's fucking mean. You've got every great Bears offensive lineman, a.k.a. it's just Olin Cruz. but Olin Cruz, huge fan, says he plays
Ruben
nasty.
Jamarcus Webb.
Dude, that's fucking mean. Seventh round pick, wasn't he, or something
Karimi.
Like that? First round. Anyway, so we all saw the clips of him just making his way from the right side of the line to take out defenders all the way on the far left side on pulls, him getting to the second level, him just finishing. And it's just so cool to see, just so cool.
It's the second level thing for me.
When
you can pull him and get him like down the field, it's dangerous.
Well, even on these like cool like inside outside zone schemes, dude, he'll take this guy and take him to the next guy. Here you go. I'll just block both of you at the same time.
Right.
Like, dude, that's a guy who I know that like a couple episodes ago when things were doom and gloom, we were talking about Jalen Carter and how much like I still really, really, really wish that we had Jalen Carter. But I think we'll look back at this draft and say, wow, like 10 years from now, like, wow, this guy has just been a stalwart like at right tackle for us. And he's just, we never have to worry about that position. So
yeah, if you land
given
on tackle,
everything.
Yeah, if you land on the tackle on your first round pick, good for you.
Given everything that happened with our draft situation this past year, we can talk about all the picks that ended up being, but at the end of the day, at pick 10, you got a good, at this point in his career as a rookie, good starting right tackle. Tell me what team says no.
Yeah. No, 100%. On the defensive side, guys, it was nice to see sacks. I think we had five sacks total. You quintupled.
We had three all year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You had three the whole season. And I mean, it was just good to see. Like, it was good to see pressure. Props to the defensive backs that were like, again, we're trotting out names that like we have no clue who that is.
I got one for you.
What's that?
Speaking of rookies, fifth round pick Terrell Smith. He's the guy that picked up the fumble when they were charging, I think, around the second, right around halftime or right after. But regardless, as a rookie that's stepping in to play cornerback for us, he played a really good game. He was another high PFF guy. But at the end of the day, if you've got young guys that are willing to fill that role, because on this type of team, next man up, there's going to be opportunities. It's not as bad as last year, but we still got holes to fill. And if you want to play, young man, come on up.
Yeah, you're going to, especially when there's injuries, this is what you hope. These young guys are stepping in, taking advantage of that opportunity. I mean, this is how you find that diamond in the rough. Brock Purdy doesn't play if every other quarterback on that team is injured. You don't know what you have until they actually get cleats on the field and you see some game action. And it doesn't really matter the position or like how they got there. Let's just see. So I liked it.
More for you.
Here, let me hear it.
Just the interior defensive lineman that we drafted.
I was about to say Dexter.
Exactly. Speaking
game.
Of that, like, it, no matter where you're coming from, where you get drafted, we saw first-round draft picks get burned. We saw fifth-round draft picks perform. The interior young guys, they're starting to come out of their shell and, like, actually get in there, apply pressure, too. That is kind of part of the basis of this 4-3. It only works if these four get past their blockers. If it doesn't, then we see everything that happened the first four games of the season where you can dink and dunk us for 5-7 yards at a time because we got three linebackers 10 yards back. Regardless, those young guys, just really cool to see people play well.
Yeah. Let's talk about coaching, guys. How do you feel in general after a coaching performance like this? What do you feel about Flus? What do you feel about Getsy and what you saw on the field?
So I was driving into work and I called into 1,000. And I asked them, because they were talking about quarterbacks, and I asked them, like, quarterbacks aside, it just seems so inconsistent, the play call that we've had, because of the performance is up, the performance is down, the performance is up. Their point was, it's actually been pretty consistent. Like, run, pass, balance. That's what they said. I completely disagree with everything that I've seen this past 4 weeks. Completely disagree. We did that thing where we thought Justin was a pocket passer for a while. That shit didn't work, obviously. He's finally running again. I like what I saw the last 2 weeks. I hope we keep doing that.
So now,
well, I mean, we're cracking the formula.
Exactly.
30 points.
40.
I mean, 40 is.
Fuck.
But this is the issue. We cracked the formula last year.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
No. I'm saying you need at least 30 to win the game because your defense is going to give up. Is gonna give up that amount. Let's do
let's
it.
Run it back.
Let's do it all over. I don't care if we lose. We just gotta score 30 points.
Gotcha.
If you had to put your money, like all the money in your bank account right now, do the Bears score 40 points again the rest of the season?
Yeah. We got DJ Moore. Like we can score,
dude. And
we've seen that we can score.
Dude, and you can score.
What's his face? Our tight end. He's scoring touchdowns. Colkomet scoring touchdowns again. Was he at 3 in the last 2 games?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking nice.
Fucking nice. It's just this is what like a functional offense and like an efficient team look like. This is honestly, you just boil it down to like its most simple form. This is what a good football performance on all sides of the ball looks like. Coaching, special teams, offense, defense, everybody played well. And this is the outcome that you should expect when you get really good performances from everybody as an individual player. I hope that we can continue it. That's all that you can hope for. When you're 1-4, dude, I can't get this undying feeling that like we are one bad decision away in that Denver game from being 2-3. 1-4 and 2-3 is a totally different vibe. Totally different vibe. If we're 2-3 and Justin has played like this the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks before the deadline, I'm calling.
I'm finding a running back.
I'm finding a running back. Who's got people? I've got money.
I'm going to remind you that it was Marcos who told me we've got this far by not making those stupid decisions. We're not a playoff contender. We're not a Bills, Chiefs, yeah. Dolphins, anything. Don't spend the capital on that because it makes no sense to do so. I just want to remind you of that.
Who is that, me?
It was you.
That was me?
It was you.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like me. Don't cash out. Don't cash out.
One thing that I did want to bring up.
Do it.
The Panthers are 0-5. Nice. And can I run you through their next few games?
Do it.
So they're 0-5. Their next game is this team named the Miami Dolphins.
Loss.
Bye week.
L.
Now they come out of the bye against
the Texans.
Remember
when Mark Trestman said the best thing we have going for us
this
is
the bye week? Yes.
Fuck that guy.
Now they've got the Texans and the Colts coming out of the bye week.
L. Anthony Richardson will be back and Jonathan Taylor.
It is very possible that is true.
On the IR.
He's CJ, on IR?
Are CJ Stroud looks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Right. Gardner
Minshew. CJ Stroud looks great. Fantastic. Nico Collins is legit. Tank they have some too. Tank and like Bobby Trees, don't forget.
Bobby
and
Trees.
And Dalton Schultz has scored the last couple of games. Like that it's offense is coming together.
Stroud has looked really good.
He's
good.
Looked great. He's looked he was
really
the,
good.
He's the pick we're really glad that the Panthers didn't make.
Most pass attempts in the NFL. They just let him throw the fucking ball.
Like, buddy, you're good. Gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah, good luck. Go do it.
Here's the manual.
Stroud and Fields are proving that theory wrong about the Ohio State quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
The ball right now.
But so after those two, you mean a buzzsaw called the Chicago Bears.
Oh.
That's going to be at week 10. That's going to be a point where you can really start to say like, oh, shit, this is likely going to be a top 5 pick. Or you can say like, they're 0-10. This is a top 3 pick for sure. And then you start to get really excited. I mean, the Cardinals have won games. We're in the cellar too. Let's not pretend. But it's just going to be very interesting. The fact that we have an opportunity for a second number one pick, I was thinking about this on the way in. My question for you, what if Justin's the guy and you have the number one overall pick next year?
If Justin is, could we ever be so lucky?
Could you ever in your life stumble upon such a great value?
Honestly, the better the Bears play and the better Justin Fields, the more I find ways to dog Caleb Williams. The more
only
I'm like,
50 points this
week. The
weekend.
More I'm like, the best player in college football, like without a doubt, hands down. And I'm just like, I mean, he's still just a prospect. Yeah. Like,
so
you know what you got in Justin
plays
Fields.
In California. He's probably a vegetarian.
His dad is apparently like a lunatic. Like,
Justin
I don't
Fields
wanna,
is vegan.
I don't want a LeVar Ball situation.
Not important.
Yeah. He put
not
up 50
important.
Points against Colorado.
Colorado.
Everybody.
Come on, dude. Everybody. So,
so what do you do if you have the number one overall and Justin is – Justin continues to play at this level for the rest of the year.
I'm going to put my GM hat on right now.
With Caleb Williams for 5 years.
I am going to sign Justin if Justin proves by the end of the season that Justin is the guy and we feel confident and it just was a late bloomer and he shows that he can put out the majority of a season with some good production. I'm signing Justin. What I can't do, dude, what I cannot, absolutely cannot do is take another flyer on another quarterback, even if he's generational. Because just my luck, he's not.
He's Andrew Luck and retires after 7-8 seasons.
Or he's Zach Wilson.
That's already existing. That's Anthony Richardson.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah. I mean.
Poor Colts.
Literally. Like, just my luck. I'm at the point right now because I'm just so hungry for a Bears quarterback to be good and to know that we have him. If Justin can prove to the end by the end of the season that he can do it. Dude, like, Justin's on pace.
So what's the qualifier?
Justin's on pace right now. If he plays like he played the last couple games, he's on pace for, like, 3,900 yards through the air. He's on pace for, like, I think 30 touchdowns and, like, 12 picks
Not
or something
picks.
Like that. Not a ton of picks.
I think he only had, oh, no, no, no.
No, like 30, like 30 and 8 or 30 and 8 or something like that. But, like, legitimately, if Justin can put out a season like that, you know what you have. Sign what you have. Use that number one. And honestly, if you want to then sell, obviously you're going to sell it for a king's ransom. Sell one to two. You know, this with two generational quarterbacks, that is going to be in play this year.
We're going to do the same. And guys, give it like 6-7
So
months.
This is where I disagree with you.
And draft talk is going to be, guys, we have the first overall pick. How many picks can we get for this first overall pick?
Oh, yeah,
pick?
Then we do
I say we trade back to two back to four. We get 32 and 18
like,
along the way.
That's where we can't do that this year.
Legitimately, though, this is the year to do that. Like, we made those jokes. We made the jokes about it last year, and those three quarterbacks were nothing near, like, touted and like raved about as Drake May and Caleb Williams are. So, like, with two guys that are actually supposed to be really close to generational prospects, you can absolutely, if team number two really likes that number one guy, they'll jump him, sell 1 to 2, and then sell 2 to 5. We're fucking out of here.
But the issue with that is you have to have 2 or 3 because you want to walk away from this with Marvin Harrison Jr.
I don't think you have to. You have DJ Moore.
For only 2 more years and no other receivers on your roster right now.
With a boatload of money and a boatload. Don't get me wrong. I love Marvin Harrison Jr. And if we can get him, great. But, like, you don't have to get him. If you're in a situation where you're moving back multiple times, you're getting multiple picks. We are getting really crazy about this right now.
We're talking about something that's like 8 months.
I just want to say it's going to look like an NBA trade. We're talking about like 4 first round picks.
I cannot wait.
Pick swaps.
We need to like the Raiders to trade us or some shit like that.
Lottery, dude. What's up, Jake?
I have something we haven't brought up yet. How tight was your butthole when Panthers were about to kick that field goal to make it like a 10-point game? I was I saw, like, because I think they scored twice in a row, and I was just like, okay, here we go. We're going to do this again. They're going to make it close. We're going to fall under pressure, and we're going to die.
And I'm just watching, like, dude, I've got – if I'm not watching it on one of the TVs, I'm, like, following on my phone the whole time, just updating.
Well, when they missed that field goal, I really felt total relief. Like, okay, we've actually won a game. But if they had made that field goal, it would have made me stress for another, like, 8 minutes.
Carolina's going to have the number one overall pick.
Which means
I looked at the rest of their schedule. It's like
– I see a road on
like
our
Saints,
schedule.
It's like Saints, Bucks.
I see Saints. A road to 5-5.
I mean, you've got –
Vikings, Raiders.
You've got Vikings with no Justin.
You mean
Jefferson.
The rest of the way out? What do you mean five? Oh, you mean the next 4 weeks.
Out of the next 5 weeks. Let's go. I see 5-5.
Vikings.
It's fine. Carolina's going to be one. We can place wherever we want. Yeah.
Raiders. Saints.
Saints.
Panthers.
Give me a mid-round first
and then we'll probably lose to the Chargers.
No, they're banged up.
Still, Brandon Staley. Is that who's there? Brandon Staley?
Yeah,
that guy's
Justin Herbert's gonna take a day off.
That guy's an idiot.
Almost got fired. They lose last week. They're
getting fired. He put Mike Williams back in and he got hurt. Remember that?
I think 5-5 is a real possibility.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, there's some winnable games. And honestly, if you can play,
if you score 30 points,
if you can score 30,
they're winnable
points,
games.
30 plus points every time, you at least have a shot. You go 7-8. You go 7-8 wins this year.
I got him.
He's converted.
Yeah, that's true. He did get me.
You were yelling at me.
Points.
Like
30 points.
Yeah. 30 points? Dude, 100% right. Just be in those games. Anything else on that game that you guys want to get into? Oh, let's do a little grades. Oh, no, we did grades already. Did we do grades? No,
we didn't do grades, but
A's across the board for me. I mean,
that's a dub.
20 points, whatever, on the defense, but you did much better than you've done so far. So, guys, Dale, do we have a little Sammy Stats question of the week?
We do. Did you want to do a look ahead or do you want to do Sammy Stats?
Let's break this up. Let's do a little Sammy Stats.
You fucking got it. So,
question of the week.
We got a weird one. All right. What is trashy if you're poor and classy if you're rich?
Oh. What's trashy if you're poor?
Yeah. And classy if you're rich.
Like, so it's the same thing.
Correct.
Got it.
Living on a boat. If you're rich, probably a really nice boat.
Very true.
You know what I mean?
Living on a boat's a good example.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Wearing small amounts of clothing. If you're poor.
I was going to say, like,
trailer park.
Like camping.
Just wait, do you mean being homeless?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just being a vagabond.
It's camping for life.
It's camping if you're rich.
It's
homeless.
It's homelessness if you're on the street.
Yeah, I don't know. This is hard.
I'm not witty enough. I don't know.
I feel like I'm pretty witty, but this is difficult. Dale, do you have more?
Wearing like Kanye's clothes.
No, I made that one up myself. I don't know.
Oh, I have one from Trevor.
Oh, what is it? Yeah.
Guys, I have another one from Trevor. This is a two-part Sammy Stats question of the week this week. If I give you all the money to open a themed restaurant, What is your theme? Trevor said his would be bare minimum. Staff would be wearing bearskin garments and cute ears. Their signature honey whiskey cocktail would be the bee's knees.
This man.
They're bears.
Trademark pending.
That man's a chef. He's got a whole fucking. He's got it all laid out.
He's got
the drink menu already figured out.
He's got the dining menu.
If I had my own restaurant, it would probably be like
just hot dog themed.
You know, it would be leaned into hot dogs and like friends sitting around tables drinking beer, but like maybe in Lazy Boys.
Food
service
is actually just hot dog guys walking around, just hot dogs.
Exactly. It's just a baseball field.
See, I've always thought, and if I would have won the Powerball, this would have gone up. I've always wanted to do, you know how they do hibachi?
Yeah.
Do hibachi, but like tacos. Like, I just get a gang.
So you just want a Mexican dude.
I just want a gang of homies with, like, Cesar in between us and, like, just fucking cooking them up. Al Pastor right here. I got a little chente in the background here. And he fucking, and I want him to do the little flick the fucking carne asada right here. Woo! I want the whole
little
experience.
Shrimp in his pocket.
Tequila fucking squirting out the the whole thing, dude. Like, oh, and there's got to be, like, taps right in front of you. Like, okay. I want, or either a hose from the keg or like a tap, a little personal drink station at every spot at the hibachi bar.
In front of the grill?
Yeah, sure.
Also, make sure, because if you put it behind it, that poor guy is going to be fucking, everything's in his way. He's just doing everything.
He's working double time.
Oh, these are good ones.
I'd probably open up like a Southeast Asian gambling bar.
That's weird.
So like a bar that's open at 5 a.m. to just like watch Chinese basketball.
Chicken fights?
Vietnamese like tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Sign me up.
So straight up cockfights.
Jake, what would you do?
I'm struggling to think about it.
It's like me and Jose with the last one, dude. It's tough to come up with one sometimes.
It probably would just be a dive bar. I don't.
Nice.
Brand new style, like total new construction.
Oh, it's like a northern bar where what's the steak dinner?
The steak dinner.
Country fried steak.
Isn't it like a Slim Jim and
bag of
chips?
Yeah.
The steak and potato dinner.
Off the little rack thing?
Yeah.
Steak and potatoes. Slim Jim and some chips.
Hey, we can serve alcohol. We serve food.
Homeless.
Displaced.
Guys, anything else? All right, guys, let's move on. We'll do a little look ahead. Bears welcome the Vikings to the lakefront. They opened up as 4-point dogs. Line has moved down to 3, so Bears are getting 3 points. Point total is 44. Bears are plus 130.
It's going
in the
wrong direction.
I mean, it's to be completely honest, I was surprised that the Bears were getting this much hate after the 2 weeks that they've had and Justin Jefferson not being around. Like, I really would have thought that, like, Justin Jefferson not being healthy and going on IR really would have moved that number, I mean, two, three points or so. So I'm surprised, but money-making opportunity, 1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, Vikings offense has looked pretty good recently.
Bears in the over.
Yeah, I'm taking 100%. I'm taking Bears money line in the over.
Bears 100%.
The over. I think this is, like, the most comfortable I've been. Play
what
this
is
back
the over?
For me next year. 44.
Yeah, see, half, the see, fact yeah. that Bears overs are still in the 40s is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the games
that is surprisingly
the games have all been 50-point plus. Literally, every game has been 50-point plus. And half of them are in the 60s.
I mean, and it opened at 4.
This is in Minnesota?
No, it's in Chicago. You're 3-point dogs to a team that doesn't have the best wide receiver in football right now. Like, and what, do the Vikings do anything on offense besides Justin? I mean, TJ Hockenson, I think he's going to have a great game.
Yeah.
But, like, other than that, are you worried about Alexander Mattison or Cam Akers? Does KJ Osborne worry you? Does Jordan Addison worry you? Like, yeah, they have big play potential, but not at the level that Justin Jefferson scares you.
Kirk's just been getting sacked a lot. He has literally no time. I think they have one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL
right now.
They do. So it's
Darisaw is good.
That's going to be the key here is if you can get to Kirk, that's your path to victory. If you can't get to him, he'll probably pick us apart.
Well, this goes back to the young interior defensive lineman that we were talking about. If that front four with Inyakwe and, I mean, Dominic Robinson had an awful game last game. But, I mean, I don't know who's going to be on the other side. If they can't apply pressure, you're probably still going to get picked apart by Kirk Cousins, unfortunately.
Well, and you saw it last week. It was probably the first week that Matt Eberflus and the game plan really showed that, like, he understands and he gets it that we don't have a pass rush with four guys. Like, I think the Bears brought – so Flus brought pressure on 34% of snaps last week, right around there. That's – I mean, that's way more than anything we've seen all season. If that's the recipe, that's the recipe. Like, get to Kirk Cousins. Find a way to get pressure. On the defensive backside of the field, you're getting healthy. Jaquan Brisker looks like he's rolling into the week a little healthier than last week. Eddie Jackson's supposed to be back from that foot injury. Kyler Gordon has been activated off the IR. He's in that 21-day window, but I can't imagine they would activate him if they weren't going to bring him back here. He was really close to it, you know? I mean, Jalen Johnson's back. He was a full participant at practice today. You're getting healthy on the defensive side, and I feel like those DBs were like the position that we were most confident in going into the season. Couldn't be a better time than when your team's going to go up against a team that doesn't have their number one wide receiver. So, I mean, on the defensive side, I'm that's what I want to see. What are you guys looking for on the offensive side?
You know.
How many?
30. 30.
It's interesting to see what Deontay Foreman can do.
It's going to matter how we run the ball.
Coming off a good year in Carolina, this is his first. I think it's his first opportunity to really shine in Chicago.
Yeah, he had like 700-800 yards in Carolina last year, didn't he?
It was a good. Yeah, it was a good.
He only got a handful of carries the first game, and then he's pretty much sat since then.
Well, he's been like a healthy scratch, like inactive.
Right, like sat.
You paid him. Like, I know you didn't pay him much,
paid
but
like $4 million.
Him in.
Yep. So yeah. It's a big opportunity.
But like, this is what you brought him in for. Because you had Khalil, and then you drafted Roshan. So, like, you were leaning that way the whole time. You were never going to give the bell cow work to a one-year guy. But, hey, this is exactly why we have you. Go do your job.
On the offensive side of the ball, I'd really like to see that Justin Fields and Darnell Mooney connection. The two the
for 25 yards?
They've played. I think I'm just going to play that bet just so I can, like, you know, the universe will kind of be settled. Yeah, I'm really looking for Darnell Mooney and Justin Fields' connection to come back. They've been – like, that connection hasn't really been too prevalent so far this season, and they've played together the most. Like, we've seen that connection before. Darnell had a great season last year. Great enough for Dale to make proclamations.
Yes.
Hey, man, that was an opportunity. That was before DJ Moore came into the picture. Changes things very drastically, quite obviously.
I think your only caveat was if he re-signed.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on us. And yeah, and we can keep doing this if we want. People are wrong. Yeah, in my friend's grandma's words, have you ever fucked up? You ever fuck up? Anyway.
So I'd like to see that connection come back. I mean, I just another offensive performance. I also want to see healthy bodies out there. And I'm a little worried that we're not going to see very many healthy bodies out there, guys. We've got – let me pull up injury report here. On the Bears side, so Kyler Gordon was on the injury report, limited. You had a couple DMPs like Khalil Herbert, DNP, Travis Homer, DNP, Lucas Patrick, Roshan Johnson, Equanimeous St. Brown. I think you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have about 13, 14 guys on the injury report for today. So some of them will obviously clear up after Friday's practice, but – I mean, even with injuries going into this game, if you can play like you've played the last couple weeks, I think you have a chance to win. So we'll roll into it. We win if. Dale.
I'll buy in. 30.
Attaboy.
Yeah, you guys win if you guys establish a running game. If Deontay Foreman goes out there and gets like 75, 80 yards at least, you guys should be okay.
Sacks. Lots of them. Five of them. Again, do it. Run it back.
You probably get good five sacks for that, yeah. I will roll with the 30 points as well. I really think that, like, 30 points is going to be the sweet spot number. Like, if you can score 30 points and your defense just can put a mildly decent performance like you did last week, give yourself a shot in this game. Let that offense try to replicate what they did last week.
One thing to note, I think this is a weather over-under for the total points. Supposed to be a really shitty weekend.
Okay.
With weather.
More of this make that makes
a
more
lot
sense.
Of rain. So I think that's why.
I keep. We'll have to see that because I was watching earlier and that rain's supposed to be out of here by.
I heard it was 3 days of rain. I thought I heard biblical.
Who knows?
Downpours. At least that was what.
What did Tom Skilling say?
That's what people were telling me at work yesterday.
Well, if you're
it's gonna rain for 3 days.
It's a nice gamble.
Check your sump pump.
Check your sump.
Just classic office banter.
Guys, anything else on the Bears?
Nope.
Then we move on. We get into some sports minutes. We go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. Dale, we won't get too into it because there's not much left, but we haven't gotten to talk to you since the end of the Cubs season. Any before we lay the casket down into the hole?
It was fun, wasn't it?
What do you think?
It was fun, wasn't it? Yeah. That was cool how it ended there.
Had fun.
Like, it was kind of like, oh! And then there was that one Seiya Suzuki error, and then we're like, ah, shit, that's right, we're bad. But no, once again, like we said last time I was together with you guys, man, if I'd have told you at the beginning of the year that we would have like a tense playoff potential push, would you take it? The answer 9 times out of 10 is yes. So good for the boys. Let's see what next year. I mean, there's some young players that played decently. Let's see how they progress. We don't have a ton of cap hits coming into us next year. I mean, we'll have to see how the Cody Bellinger thing plays out, but otherwise, hey, we got a ton of money. Let's go spend it. That doesn't mean people want to play for us, though, unfortunately.
Everybody wants to play at Wrigley.
No one wants to play at Wrigley.
We got a basket.
I mean, we got baskets. It does help.
We got a basket.
Yeah, and it's really easy to be. We're going to get Shohei anyway, so that's all that matters.
Jake, fucking we got basket. A basket.
Fucking basket. It's cheating.
Jake, what Shohei. About the White Sox? Anything big going on?
No. Literally nothing. Just a trash organization.
When's Sox Fest?
TBD? TBD?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sucks. Man.
The suck off.
I have a part of it right now.
Guys, talk to me about the MLB playoffs. What have you liked so far? Have you made any money? 1-800-GAMBLER?
No, I haven't been playing baseball playoffs at all. Baseball is so tough because any single game is like totally the potential
different.
For
chaos.
A 10-0 win.
Chaos.
But it has been interesting, like some weird things. The AL East was so good going into the season or going into the playoffs after the regular season. 0-7, all three teams got swept. Just nuts. The Battle of Texas, right? The Dodgers got swept. Kershaw might be done with baseball. Like, we might have seen the last of my doppelganger.
I never thought about this. Yep, do the leg kick.
It's a little, if you look at the right pictures, it's a little bit. Anyway, like, Kershaw might be done.
Dude, what if
he's a generational, like,
he was
fuck,
incredible,
man.
But he had a really good regular season. But like, stop me if I've said this before about Clayton Kershaw. Like, it's the regular dude. He had like a 1.47 ERA or something like that. Like a ridiculous end of the season, a ridiculous season overall. And then in the playoffs, like he normally does, he just I don't know what it is, dude. It's like
can't get the monkey off his back.
What is the word? Enigmatic? Would he be an enigmatic
player?
Yeah,
that'd be fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
And the fact that Arizona is the one sweeping them is just incredible. Such a small market team, such a small payroll team. Just good for them.
Do you have that on your bingo card, Jake?
Arizona? No.
Not on a bingo card.
And then you've got on the other side for the AL, it's literally just the Battle of Texas. Houston and the Texans. The Texans team is fucking nasty, dude.
The Rangers?
Yeah. Like, it's such a well-constructed team with youth and youth, superstar talent, good fielding, great pop, obviously great pitching right now. The Texans have been the laughingstock of the league for a long time. They back in a big way. Seager is a dog. Absolute dog. So is Adolis Garcia.
They murdered the Orioles.
Oh, yeah, they did. Those poor birds.
Poor
those
birds.
Orioles.
Is it fair to say anybody but the Astros?
Yeah, always, I think, right?
Right.
We're a big anybody but the Astros believers here.
Forever.
Right. Yep. Like you'd rather have the Twins than the Astros, right?
Fuck Dusty.
Yep.
Jose Abreu is on the Astros.
Fuck Jose.
I think I would take the Astros.
Fuck that guy.
I think I would take the Astros over the Twins.
Okay.
But they're dead.
He hit a home run in that game too.
Two.
To put him up. Oh, that's right. Fuck, I forgot. Mm. Good for him.
Guys, anything else on MLB playoffs?
Nope.
We move on to the Chicago Bulls. First game October 25th. Recently played a preseason game. I didn't watch it. Not going to lie, guys.
Is Dalen Terry going to play? Isn't he our first round pick?
two years ago.
Oh, who's our first round pick?
We didn't have one.
That's right. We're bad. Fuck
it.
This team's garbage.
I listened to last
and we're
episode.
Rolling it back.
That's I'm hammering right. the fucking over, dude.
37 and a half,
I'm
dude.
I'm hammering it.
It's
we have three all-stars.
It's we have
we
three.
We can't sit them.
We have
we
a big three.
Them. We can't sit them.
We have a big three.
Yep.
You have three.
Three. You have a moderate three.
you have three.
We have the Caruso.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy Donovan.
Yeah. Patrick Williams. Maybe this is the year.
Maybe this is the year.
He might not play for you, but anyway.
I'm dreaming. Jesus. Yeah, guys. So Bulls, like I said, tip off October 25th. I'm really excited. We'll do a little season look ahead next week. Have fun times. Producer Jake, move over. I'm taking Blackhawks, guys. So
Marcos is the biggest Blackhawks fan now.
Here's my thought, right? I'm about to buy a sweater because
he called it a sweater. Yeah,
isn't that,
he's indeed.
Yeah, no, you got it. You're
that
in.
That was it,
you're
right?
In.
Okay. No. So I'm about to buy one, and I never bought one when like Kane or Taves or any of those guys were winning. Like, it was fun and we enjoyed it, but like, I was a bandwagon in late. Connor's a rookie, played his first game. Realistically, I'm a rookie. I played my first game. This is my rookie season. Me and Connor Bedard are rookies right now. So
essentially, in two games, you have, like, you're scoring points in every game. You already have a goal.
Oh, I already have a goal and an assist, dude.
Good for you.
I'm a multi-point fan already this season.
There you go.
So is Bedard the jersey or the sweater then?
Yeah, for sure. Oh,
dude,
100%.
What?
I'm gonna go
silly
like,
question.
I'm gonna go like Bufflin, so people think
like,
yeah,
Hall.
This guy's been a fan for years.
No.
Oh, that's okay. Hossa always plays well. Kane will always play well. Pretty much anyone on that run. Keith, Jalmerson.
Jake, talk to us about the Hawks.
The Hawks are back. Hawks are officially back.
How many games have we won?
Hockey has started. We've won one game.
There you go.
One of two. Kind of fucked up. Kind of fucked up
really
by
is.
The NHL to open our season. Back-to-back nights.
Penguins-Bruins.
Penguins-Bruins.
There.
On national TV. Both games. Kind of fucked up.
But it's Connor Bedard, dude.
I know. But back-to-back.
No,
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
You couldn't just break that up one night, go other. Like, I think we're probably the only team in the NHL that played back-to-back nights to open the season.
How sick was it for him to come out no bucket for warm-ups?
Yeah, just, that's a fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't give a shit.
It was both rookies.
Oh, Hall did too?
Yeah. Not Hall. Kurchivsky?
Oh.
Something like that. Both of them, came out on the ice, no bucket on. Connor was so hyped up, he forgot
his stick.
That was funny.
That's a fun clip.
And then he came out and he proved that he, as an 18-year-old, a goddamn child, is playing in the NHL right now.
18.
Teen. Is in... Teen. He's a teenager.
He looks noticeably smaller.
Yes.
Than everybody
dude,
on the ice.
So he played great. Got worked over at the face-off dot by Sidney Crosby.
He didn't win
you know,
the third.
Sid the kid.
11 of 13 won by Sid over the course of the game. Just got murdered at the face-off dot.
In the post game, they asked him how it was. He's like, yeah, I got beat up. Or he said something to the effect that, I got beat.
He's just he's a lot smaller. I am surprised they're playing him at center.
Winger to be?
Well, it depends on how he develops. Guys, he's fucking 18 years old. This is insane. He's like, already got a goal and assist.
What if he has a five-inch growth spurt?
That'd be crazy.
That'd be insane.
He'll play for 10 years and he'll literally, like, guys, he'll be 28. A decade of hockey. And he'll be in the prime of his career.
Bryce Harper.
Second youngest Blackhawk ever to score a goal. Can you name the first?
Kane.
Some Blackhawks trivia for you.
No, it's got to be way before that. Gordie Howe.
Teuvo Teravainen.
Taco Targaryen. Good guess.
Nope, it was Eddie Olczyk.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Eddie came in very young as well. Superstar as well. But yeah, and everybody's saying it. Connor just looks the part. He looks so good. Scored a point in his first game. Scored a goal in the second game. A little
nasty wraparound.
Mm-hmm.
It was quick.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Fucking
guys,
quick.
He's so explosively fast. Like, he might not have the top speed that like Connor or Pasternak have, but from blue line to blue line, the acceleration is insane. Like, as soon as the puck's on his stick, he can just take off, and he's already beaten you.
Even that pass in that sequence before he wrapped around to it, it's just fun to see.
Yeah.
So when does regular season start?
Oh, buddy, it started two days ago.
It.
That bit's dead.
Oh, you're with it.
It's
that
dead.
Bit's
dead.
Oh, man.
We are
that
in fucking
dead,
hockey
dude.
Season.
Dude.
Also,
until All-Star voting comes around,
I can't believe that I'm here, but I God
Corey.
Damn it, I'm going to love Corey
love
Perry.
Love Corey Perry,
I already know it. I'm going to fall
And they
in
rally
love.
Around him, dude.
Oh.
They love him.
And honestly, Nick Foligno has the potential to be the second greatest Blackhawk free agent of all time. Like, that guy is
Who?
So perfect for this team.
Nick Flamingo.
Nick Flamingo.
Nick Foligno. Former stands captain. On one leg. Former captain of Columbus Blue Jackets. We picked him up in free agency. Perfect guy for this team. Doesn't play for himself.
He's a great defenseman.
I just trying to contribute.
Great leader. Doesn't play for himself. Plays for the game. The perfect guy to have around the rookies.
He probably plays for the money.
We did give him the most that anybody could.
Nice.
But
sometimes you got to pay.
But, I mean, who's going to be mad about playing with Connor Bedard right now?
Nobody.
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 Nobody. So yeah, they're a lot of fun. They have a couple guys that are really fast too. Lucas Raquel, really quick. Honestly, team might be kind of frisky just out of the gate. They kind of frisky. Like, they're not trash.
What are conference odds?
Mrazek looked really good the other night. And even the backup on the second night played pretty well.
I mean, especially considering
gave up three
who
goals
you
to
played.
The Bruins.
Yep.
Who you played?
We got to work on the power play. Holy shit. We got to work on the power play.
You're what, 0-5 first game?
Probably.
Yeah, I think you're 0-5 first game.
And we didn't score in the second 0-4
one. 0-4 for the second one, too.
They do have – so Connor does play wing on the power play, which is smart because you just want that guy ripping shots. Plus, he can't win faceoffs, and that's kind of a big deal in the offensive zone.
Yep.
That's what I've been told.
So, yeah. It's a good time. Next game's on Saturday. Dude, also
– long-ass break.
3 days.
The Blackhawks are
that feels long.
It does feel – well, after you go back-to-back, it feels like a really long break.
Well, they're on a like 5-6-game road streak to open the season.
Oh, wow.
A little circus trip?
I guess. I thought that was dead.
Circus isn't –
it doesn't work like that anymore, no.
Is it monster trucks, though?
Yeah, it could be.
Might be Gravedigger.
Gravedigger.
Dude.
You're welcome.
Dude.
Gravedigger.
You dug into a part of my brain that I ain't been in a decade.
I have
Sunday,
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 Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
What was the bull? The brown bull.
What?
Fuck. There was a brown bull monster truck.
I just knew.
With the horns.
There. This feels slightly racist.
El Toro Loco.
I can't say. Yeah, see, like, I can't say anything right now.
Or Bulldozer was another one.
Bulldozer. Dude, yeah. I fucking
wait,
love
the
what's
with
the bull? The bull was a bulldozer?
Real, yeah.
No.
That's crazy. God damn, that's crazy. Guys, anything else on the Blackhawks?
Hell yeah.
We move on. Let's get into some schmegments, guys. Who is this week's Not That Guy? I will start. My not that guy's a gentleman name, not a gentleman, a piece of shit named Rob Mercer. Poker player Rob Mercer. You might have heard of him.
Oh, the
okay,
scammer?
Yeah. Yep. So it's this guy who basically, long story short, he lied about having like stage 4 colon cancer. And he got it. There was a GoFundMe that gave him like $40,000 to $50,000 in like donations or whatever, which he then used to like go on and try to play the World Series of Poker. And turns out, total fucking liar. Total liar. And not only that, he's not giving the money back.
This isn't the first time either.
He's not giving the money back.
Wait,
because
not the first time
for the same guy.
Yep.
Guys,
not the exact
enough.
Same scheme, but he's taken people's money to play in tournaments. So he's been funded to like, get into these big cash games and never paid them back.
Stupid people keep paying them.
Dude, and he's not paying it back because he has self-diagnosed himself with breast cancer.
That's
why he feels he should still keep the money because he still has cancer, just not the type of cancer he said he had.
Well, self-diagnosed, so does he have it?
No big deal. WebMD. I mean, how many times have you WebMD'd yourself though, and you're like, "Oh, my back hurts." You're like, "Fuck,
God damn it, I'm dying."
Fucking cancer.
During COVID,
fucking
God,
you kidding me? I had
my feet are
I had
cold.
Everything.
I got COVID.
Like, as a smoker, you would like like cough, and you're like, oh, "I'm dead." I'm dead. This is it for me.
Been inside for like 3 days straight. Fuck, they got me, dude.
Jake. Who's not that guy?
I think this might be a repeat, but I have the Chiefs game on in front of me. Not that guy is the broadcast crew. I don't need to see Taylor Swift's reaction every
day. Is she there?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
I
was going to go home and turn
every time
on.
He makes a catch, I swear.
He said a lot the first half.
Here she is.
Kadarius Toney, touchdown.
What score of that game?
13-0 at half. Chiefs.
Who scored?
Kadarius Toney.
Oh, okay then.
And field goals.
Jose, who's this week's not that guy?
Aaron Rodgers.
Heyo.
I get it. I get why people hate him.
Yeah, it's tough.
I finally understand it. I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome.
In his interview with Pat McAfee, with his whole like Mr. Pfizer joke to Travis Kelce, which I think Kelce handled it perfectly.
He's like, yeah.
Just like calling out the hypocrisy. Oh, Mr. Johnson & Johnson. Just lighthearted fun. Even Pfizer, and I hate brands. I hate corporations. But like even Pfizer had a nice like tweet. Like, oh, here's a Mr. Pfizer jersey. They revealed that to Rodgers this Tuesday. And Rodgers had the fucking nerve to be like, wow, those guys are really butthurt. They're really triggered for posting something like that. Not even realizing that that was just them having fun. Not realizing that that's comedy. And this guy fucking thinks he's a comedian. Rodgers thinks he's the funniest fucking person on the planet. He wouldn't know comedy if it fucked him in the ass. That guy is insane, dude. And then just like seeing Pat McAfee having the time of his life, just egging him on because he knows what he's doing. He's a master at his craft.
He's so good.
And Rodgers is just, let's get RFK Jr. and let's have a debate, Travis Kelce. Like Travis Kelce wants to fucking do that. He's over there with fucking the most popular lady in the planet. Meanwhile, Rodgers is over here still trying to have like scientific debates with random NFL players. Dude's a fucking loser. I'm happy he's off the team. I hate that guy.
Wow. You guys got draft picks for him.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I wish it was more than just a second, but like I'll take it.
Four plays.
For four plays is
four
pretty
plays.
Good.
Four plays. True.
You almost
true.
Had it.
True.
You're almost there.
True. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome.
I get it.
We've been waiting for a long time.
That seat's been open.
I get it. Little late. I was always trying to defend him. He seemed like a cool guy.
He's easy to defend when he's your quarterback because he's really good.
And he's dating Shailene Woodley. Shailene Woodley's cool. Love Shailene Woodley.
Love Shailene.
And I was like, all right, he has great taste. Nope. Just scumbag.
Danica
piece
Patrick.
Of shit. Fuck that guy.
Crystal Lady.
She got bullocks.
Yeah, the wizard. The witch.
The witch.
The blue witch.
Oh, I forgot about the big titty blue witch.
Big titty blue witch. You got to look it up, dude.
She's Avatar.
She's like an elf.
I'm good.
Literally.
Move on.
Trust me. You got to look it up.
You need to.
Just not from a work browser.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't Google what we just told you. Dale, who's this week's not that guy?
You can call it home ownership, but I'm going to call it water softeners. I grew up not needing these things, and now I got to learn about them.
Oh, they're great.
Not when you just don't need them for your whole life, and now I got to fucking figure out how this fucking thing works. It's
what
got buttons and everything.
Yeah, you just pour the salt in.
You just put salt in the
dude,
bucket thing?
If it were so easy. I thought so, too. I got a fucking thing full of salt. It ain't that easy. Home ownership is tough. That's my not that guy. Home ownership.
Sammy Stats just heard that. Just took a drink, looked at it.
Sam looked up and a light fixture was leaking water.
Fuck. Guys, who can or cannot dog sit for you? Dale, run it back.
Bouncers at bars. They put up with a lot of bullshit. That's all I'll say. Bouncers at bars are good people. I'm an ally, I guess. I don't know.
Just a bunch of drunk people. You have to control. You're babysitting all these drunk people.
But drunk people are just toddlers. Yep. And, I mean, enough of them together and like they get rowdy.
If anyone I work with is listening, I am not the rowdy person. I'm the responsible person in this situation.
It is very
just
true.
To be clear.
Dale's always.
Because I found out that a handful of work people found this and now listen.
But so Dale will go to the action and will generally stop the action.
Somebody's got to break it up, but is ready to fight if they catch a stray.
Hi.
But he tries. He more or less just.
Jack Daleman. Nice to meet you.
More or less will just.
They'll appreciate that.
He'll just remove people from the situation.
Anyway, bouncers are my.
We're going this way.
Yeah, you and I are walking out now.
Come on.
No, I'm not.
No, yeah, you are.
We're going. We're just getting fresh air.
Anyway.
Yeah, for me, fellas, I found the new way to gamble. Late at night.
Not late at night. You should. I never support a story that you tell.
This is great.
Goes late
you're
at
gonna
night.
Fucking love it.
Okay, I don't know.
So it was late at night. I don't know what I was watching on YouTube. It was probably like some like solar system video, and like for some reason the algorithm recommended this YouTube page called League of Pigs, and it is someone makes circuits for five pigs to race on. And it is the most adorable thing. They got this pig from Mexico.
El Campeón.
It sucks. It's the worst.
Chet.
But, dude,
fuck.
The name Pepper Sanchez is the name of the thing. And I've just been going through episode after episode. They're now on like 7 seasons. Pepper Sanchez has won 1 championship, and I'm going to buy a t-shirt. It is electric just seeing these little pigs race. I highly recommend it. I'm going to introduce it to everybody. I'm going to see if we can start taking wagers on the next race.
All right. Oh, my God.
Jake.
Yeah, I forgot about this one, but it's kind of one I'm in, I guess, keeping in the back pocket. But we never really talked about the Ryder Cup. Max Homa, gutsy performance at the Ryder Cup. That is Captain America at the moment.
Guys, not dog sitting for me. Judah G. Slyker.
Who?
Long story short, I'm going to read you this headline. It's a doozy. Injured zebra euthanized after traffic stop near Bloomington leads to discovery of more than 130 animals. A Pennsylvania man faces charges including cruel treatment of animals, possession of methamphetamines, driving with a suspended license, had 130 goats, a sheep, and 6 cows, and a zebra that was critically wounded. They had to euthanize that zebra. What the fuck is going on in Pennsylvania?
It's the Amish.
Just fucking with some zebras.
Fucked up. So you couldn't watch all those animals? Can't watch my dogs. Guys, anything else?
Nope.
That's going to be a wrap on episode 88.
What a fun time.
Super fun times. Dale, it was nice to have you back.
I appreciate it.
Sammy Stats, we miss you. Jose, shout out for always stepping in, being prepared. Appreciate it, guys. Hope you make some money this weekend. 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly. See Red, bear down. Love each other. Love you guys. Bears.
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 See Red.
Say it. Say it.
See Red.
Nah, you fucking suck. It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold
digger, but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The bestest friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys. Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, never. Your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.